Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Grudge Inc. Wednesdays with your host, Chris, also known as Banshee Lover, dedicated to Grudge Bikes.
Hey guys, good evening. Welcome to Grudge Talk Wednesday. Not going to prolong the time here. I guess we're going to go on and open up the lines. I think we probably would have a good, real interesting show tonight. So with that being said, let's see here. Posse on, Marvin. Let me get your line. You're open. I think Eugene, you all on too.
What's up, ladies? Oh, I'm sorry. What's up, fellas?
Oh, not too much, man. Not too much.
What's the wreck over there?
What the weather like down there, man? It's 60 something. They talking about 55 tonight.
It's nice over here in Houston. It's a little windy.
Nice over here.
I'm on my way to San Antonio.
Oh, you're going deep down.
Oh, yeah.
In the
boondock. Yeah. I'm going to pull over because I always drop signal down here. So I'm going to pull over and then we'll grow something. I'm going to get back rolling. just a damn shame. That's how I ain't got to be there until in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right about that, man. I guess they'd be like, man, what's up with you?
I should stop at your place, Chris, on Hooters. See what they got
over
there.
Oh, man, you need to go in there and let me know what the what look like. When I'm over in that area, I need to know if I need to go in there or not.
See, you know what? Hey, you think that's Chris that... That's Chris' favorite spot there, boy, that Hooters, boy.
Man, what you talking about? Especially they got some nice, man, we got plenty of calls to open up. Let me go and open up some lines, man. We got 5675. Your line is open.
Hey, Chris, what's going on?
Oh, not too much. What's going on with you?
Man, not a whole lot of nothing, man. Go ahead on and open up your other lines there right quick. I'm going to get back with y'all in the hot figure. I just want to make sure I'm on there.
Okay.
Last week you lost me somewhere. I don't know what happened. You hung me up.
I got you.
I know you had that bad storm jumping off down there.
Man, I hope it's gone. 1063, man. Your line is over.
All right.
1063, your line is open.
Yes. Go ahead.
Alright, we got 4662, man. Your line is open.
Hey, what's going on with y'all, fellas?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Chris?
I can't call him. How about you?
Oh, I can't call him, Doc.
Tony, your line open, too, man.
Appreciate it. I'm good, man.
All right. And we got another caller here, 8565. Man, your line is open. 8565, your line is open.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on?
I guess we're going to talk about the big hit or what?
Yeah, so,
Are they going to talk about some good racing, or are we going to have Carolina Trucking Company on tonight?
Man, shut up. You always talk being stupid every day.
I want talking to you. You just don't put on that damn white suit no more.
You don't even have a motorcycle.
You really make me sick. You really make me sick because you ain't got a motorcycle.
You don't even have a motorcycle.
You make me sick.
You know what? That's why we're going to talk trucking tonight. Now, get off. That's why we're going to talk trucking tonight. off.
Yeah, they need, I'm going to buy you another white shirt, but it ain't going to be that tight, Michelin tie, man.
You're going to pick it. All you is a pig.
Man, you ain't nothing. You ain't nothing,
you,
boy.
You
was a dude, boy. I don't know why
Chris
had you on here.
Marvin. You
ain't talking about this. This a grudge racing talk. You ain't talking about no truck.
You don't race? When last time I was race?
You don't even have
Marvin.
A motorcycle.
Marvin.
With your ignorant self.
Well, look. Why in the fuck do you even bother? Because he an ignorant ass, man. Excuse my language.
Yeah, you the one ignorant,
man,
boy.
I can't
you
say it's stupidity.
Boy.
I can't
yeah, you talk about this a grudge talk. This ain't about no trucking company. Nobody want to hear that.
Ain't nobody saying nothing about no goddamn trucking, but you kids are
the last.
Ain't nobody saying nothing about trucking but you.
I just asked him, are we going to talk about grudge racing or we going to have Coastal Carolina truck? That's the only thing. That ignorant nigga.
Ain't nobody
that ignorant
ain't
boom.
Nobody to hold the kids out until somebody brought kids out there. Those kids out, you are nobody.
Hold on. We're not gonna go through that. I need to see that race between Buck or whatever because I keep hearing different. Who got the music in the background?
That got it.
All right. Who locked in for this weekend? Shadyside, for one. Hey, let's get that out the way.
That I know, Yannick and the Steel Team 6 fight. If Rick Flair gets down the track, he gonna run to Steel Team.
Oh, okay.
I think Buck Lake Live wanna get it in with Jim.
Oh, okay. Wow. But is it freestyle, huh?
Well, maybe she can tell you more about all other stuff. Here she listens.
What's that now?
I'm sure Miss
Buckley
and
listen, what
I'm
chiming in. How about
the phone?
Terrible.
Yeah,
she's supposed to be chiming in. I don't know if she's exactly ready yet to set up or what, but yeah. We hope to get her in Youngblood on, man, where they could talk about the race.
Yeah, I definitely said I want to know about that race because I didn't get a chance to see the video on Facebook.
Yes, indeed.
What happened? What happened with the race?
I don't know. We're going to have to get... Mom's going to have to hurry up and get his drone together, man, where he can get a bus bag, man. This, okay, we got him now. Back. Get his plane together, man, where he can get him in the air. Well, we can see that race.
Yeah.
Because the phone, you know, camera phones do okay, but you pretty much have to be at the finish line or whatever to judge it or whatever.
The video that I did see of that race, the only thing I know is somebody went through the gears and got out the truck.
Oh, okay.
I would like to have seen it from the other end.
It's like, we will, fella. We will. We're gonna have the whole damn race in a little bit. I just bet we got enough. Well, 2 weeks, we're gonna be there. I promise. And I'm selling DVDs. 5 for $20. 5 for $20.
Damn. Oh, man.
I'm gonna be a hustle man.
I heard them. Yeah, everybody gonna probably be calling you though, man, looking for that footage there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, actually, I'm gonna post it. I can post it on Facebook. So, yeah, I can post it right there from the track.
Man, I wish I could get some of them guys that like the camera to go halfway to the middle of the track. I like the middle of the track. I went to the middle of the track with Michael Phillips. Shit, if the rain looked a whole lot better from there.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to tell you where the best angle will be, up in the bleachers down there by halfway.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, down there by the three-sided.
In the bleachers, or at the very top of the bleachers. Like down there by Dawson, you get up to the very top up there.
Yeah, you can see the whole race down there, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the gamblers won't come up there. They want to be right at the starting line.
Man, they're going to have to do something about that. Cause I don't know what in the world you will be able to do or what to stop that. I don't even believe. You know what? I know what would stop it, to have two of them top few haulers to come through there. That would clear that line up, boy. It'd be nobody down there but the man that hit the button to drop the tree.
Yeah, it'll clear it out till the next two bikes come up.
Man, I had to learn the hard way. I caught myself going to stay down there and film, you know, the holler down there, man, going through the water and doing his butt out. Man, my eyes started watering, and, man, I'm like, boy, uh-uh.
Yeah, you right, too, boy.
And so I'm like, you know what, I need me about eight of these guys here, man, just to come through there.
But shit, Greg, you got to find them grub fights. I don't know what kind of field they running, but if you sitting out in that fire when they doing that burnout, it'll burn the hell out your eyes.
Man, would you want a rock to come from up under that tire, that big tire man doing that burnout? I don't know what kind of RPM. We're pretty much probably the same with a regular bike, too. You just got a more contact ground and grab more rocks and stuff to shoot from on the back of it. But I don't know. Then I don't know that old thumping sound, man, that thing had. That, if the stills don't get to that done sound, man, we'll get
you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got a question. Who y'all like, Eddie Kane or Jungle Ray? I like Eddie.
Yeah.
I like Eddie.
Hold on, we got another caller too. Got a little 4521, and your line is open. 4521, your line is open.
Excuse me.
All right. So they're gonna be 8 mile race or a quarter mile race?
8 mile. The tank top.
Ooh wee. So any game plan is the six to run back up to him and go around him.
I guess so.
That's on a nitrous bike or his all motorbike?
The nitrous bike for his son ride. Definitely get LA, but if he don't tree rail, he gonna be in a world of damn hurt.
Yeah, he's going to have to at least get about, what, two, three bikes off front of him?
Yeah. At least two. Well, yeah, at least one.
I don't think he better leave first if they plan to win. And I don't think if he leave first, if they hit at the same time, he's going to be ugly. But the only thing is this, when I see L.A. ride the bike, that nitro bike always wheeling with him on there.
Yeah.
Same thing he did in Baton Rouge. He left good, but he had to bite with him.
That's going to be interesting, man. That should be a good race.
Hey, man, I got a question. Who got the video of Butt Like Robin Larry? Ain't nobody got that video?
Which one?
Larry Hardcore and Spotlight Live.
No, no. What none of that stuff is. I'm sure somebody has it. They just hadn't posted it out there.
YouTube.
Indeed.
Yeah, man, we were wide open. Everybody
gonna
went back to being quiet. They
don't
got afraid to press one of
them. Yeah, the lines are open. I mean, if anybody just, you know, because they can't say they can't get a chance to, you know, say anything.
The show get loud and get good. Then want to call and complain about what's said on the show. Then when they quiet, they still want to complain. You just can't satisfy nobody.
Yeah, you got that right.
Wow. Cindy. Well, that's really interesting.
Bob, I get ready to start talking about
short.
Then the kids are gone.
Hey, Tony, I got from the list that they put out there for that, what is it, Big 16 race? Who you? I don't want you to tell me who's gonna win or whatever. Who you think your top five bikes will be?
The top five?
Well, I shouldn't say five. Who you think the last six bikes would be for us in the finals? In there.
He's gonna be the 1,000 that might not too boost. Okay. From my understanding, they said a few of them boys hurt themselves up there in Maryland. So, okay. We're about to see who all gonna be in it. Well, the most people I asked, man, they swear a 1,000 gonna be in the final.
But I honestly believe it. It's gonna be the 1,000. Them boosters gonna have to get about technicality unless they just showed up flying in the eight miles. Like I said, I got a video sent to me of Buck Money's real good, and they see riding the hell out of it.
Is he gonna pay the standard person on 1,008 miles? Shit, we'll find out that week.
You think a whole motorbike would really show out in front of?
In the 8 miles?
In that, yeah, in the 1.8.
8 miles, it might be good. You know, the motorbike came out of that real good. But if they going in the same path to 8. Or that nitrous bike got a ton of nitrous on it. That motorbike gonna be in the world of trouble.
Yes, indeed. All right, let me see here. We got 5020. The line is open.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, now this is Urshawn, the guy with the Rush Rush magazine. Just coming in, listening, trying to get some stuff up for the magazine, that's all.
Oh, okay.
But I can say, you know, I appreciate everybody who's been involved with the magazine that's trying to help me to get it out there and get it going. So it should be out probably about another month or so. Got a couple more phone calls to make and interviews with a couple of guys, and we should have something out so everybody can get a taste of what's going to be going on.
This going to be a paperback magazine or full out?
It's going to be a paperback. We're trying to release it. My goal is June, first or second week in June. But, you know, as I call out and meet people as I travel, you know, I'm getting more and more people that's interested in being in it. And, like I said, I'm doing more interviews, and so I'm just trying to build enough information together. So I put out the first one, the second one will be almost ready at the same time, so it won't be a whole lot of work that I have to do myself, because it's pretty much got like me and one other person that's actually working with me with the magazine. That's my graphic artist. And, like I said, I'm going out and I give a shout out though to Team Bud Light Lime, Alex, Antonio, a lot of other guys out there that's helped me, Frank from Creative Customs, Phil from Blue Magic. A lot of those guys are so giving me contacts and people names to call, get a little bit of history of grudge racing, you know, from the streets to the track, who's who, you know, who was what in the industry, you know, for grudge racing. Like I said, for me, foremost, you know, I like what everybody's doing. I listen at the conversations. But me, I'm on more corporate side of it. I want to somehow turn what you guys are already doing, turn that tide, because there's so much money being spent, and there's, like, no return on that money. So what I'm doing is trying to get in and get with these guys and figure out a formula. So now we know that we spend this money anyway. So it's got to be some kind of way that, you know, you guys can get a reward for spending $20,000 to $30,000 motorcycles, you know, as far as road racing and traveling, stuff like that. Because we got hotels, restaurants, parks, your towing vehicle, your trailer. All that stuff is left open for us going after getting so at least some kind of discount, some kind of help where you can use that money. So, you know, that's my main goal with the magazine, to expose that, you know, to the newcomers that this is what's out there. And just like somewhere else, if you're not introduced to it, then you never really know anything about it unless you just bump across it. Just trying to expose the grudge racing game, that's all. I have a program with Grudge Rush. I don't know if anybody in here listening or y'all already like the Grudge Rush magazine page on Facebook.
Yep.
Yeah, so you can kind of see what I'm doing with that. Every week, every day almost, I try to change it up. Put a local guy, somebody well known. Local guy, somebody well known. And, you know, I kind of change it up as I get pictures sent in from everywhere. I just try to show love to everybody because, you know, builder ain't nothing without a customer. Builder can't buy parts if he ain't got a customer. So, you know, it just, that's my mainframe. So I'm just trying to get everybody to see that in that direction. That way, when they do spend money, something can come out of it, just you paying the label or just you buying BFTs, you know, damn it, $3,000 to $4,000 wheels, might run for 2-3 seasons, now you got to get another pair. So what comes out of that besides you just running? You know what I'm saying? So it's got to be something behind that. Because they have money to write off every year. You know, anybody who owns a business knows that you got money to write off. That money is selected on who they want to give it to. So, I mean, the grudge racing game as a whole, man, it's not really documented on how much money is being made, but I guarantee you it's over $5 million easy. That's in only a couple bikes in 1 year. You know what I'm saying? So, with a market like that, it's unlimited on the access that you can have to make these things happen. Just like I heard earlier, you guys were talking about camera angles and stuff like that. Why couldn't you do, you know, you talk to the right people. There's camera companies out there that's looking for exposure. Some of you guys know track owners and stuff like that. Well, you can actually get a deal with one of these camera companies where they can install 6 or 7 cameras on the track to where you can, every, like, at the end of the day, you can go back, or at the end of a race, you can actually go back and go online and see it in, like, a 3D form, just like they do with NFL. You know how, like, guy catch the ball and the camera move around the guy so where you can actually see it from different angles? All that is a link system with maybe about 5 or 6 cameras that, so in 6 positions, they just switched it from camera to camera, but it's actually keeping everything in real time. So you can see when a guy like step out of bounds or something like that. So I think stuff like that in grudge racing would be cool, but still got to have like the whole industry looking for that. You know, you got to present it to the industry like these tracks and say, hey, this is what you can have, you know, cool video for your finish. Or somebody like, you know, Bike Paparazzi having that on his access, you know, that's something that you can add to what you guys are already doing. So it ain't no argument. You know, the tree is the tree. The light's for the light. But I still would like to see how tight, you know, some races are at the finish line. And by having
You will in a couple more weeks.
But I plan to be down there at the Big Eight. I plan to be down there, but I still have a booth for Grudge Rush magazine. One of the things that I got what we're doing with Grudge Rush, you know, everybody sells t-shirts and things like that, but I do plan to give back. So somebody, you know, anywhere from $20 to $500, I might walk up to you and say, hey, what's the password? If you got a Grudge Rush magazine logo of any kind or a sticker or a t-shirt on and somebody come up to you and ask you and you respond, password pal, that tells me you've been following me and you have spent money on the product that we have. So we are willing to give back some kind of funds at events all across the country when I'm there or someone in my staff there at these events. So, like I said, one of my big supporters, Team Bud Light Lime, I mean, and St. Weir from Tupac, and like I said, it's a couple of other guys that have came in and said, hey, we want to make this happen. Let us know what you need, and I appreciate that. So I'm going to make it happen. It's going to happen, but it's in progress now. But I have T-shirts and stickers and things like that there, websites. Getting ready to go on the construction with a website. So we're working on one other project, and I'll leave it at this. I just heard somebody ask about video about Bud Light Lime and Larry. We don't have that, but in the near future, you know, just like you have YouTube, I'm working on a site called U-Race. And U-Race is trying to simplify it. So, like, any time that somebody takes a cell phone video or a camera video, and they want to download it to U-Race, you can go back and look at it anytime you want. So 10 years from now, U-Race will still be up. You can go back and look at a race that happened 10, 15 years ago. So just trying to get all the videos I can and do pretty much the same as YouTube, but it's only grudge racing. Whether that may be called thin pipes, but once you put it up, it's there.
Well, somebody going to get embarrassed. They're going to be banned for that fight right there.
But that's all I got, guys. I'm listening in, and I'll be taking notes and recording what some of you guys say and putting the reactions into the magazine. So, the before and after effect.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right.
Hey, Chris.
Huh?
Chris, this is Jack, man. Can somebody get custom cut on the phone, man? Can somebody get
Custom
Cut on the phone?
Him not gonna help.
Man, Custom Cut, I don't see him on here, so I doubt if he on tonight, man.
All right. I'm gonna get my butt Tuesday. I got some good news. Zach, when you leaving out here in the road? Say that again. When you leaving out here at the Shaker? Probably tomorrow or Friday. I don't know. I'm waiting pretty much. Me and Chris got to get together probably tomorrow or Friday.
Well, Zach, the only thing you got to do is just make a post out there and tag him. You still riding four wheelers too?
What's that?
Or is Jack gone?
No, I'm here. What'd you say?
So you still racing Banshee too, or you?
I mean, every now and then. Every now and then.
Okay.
It's
Yes, indeed. What do you think? You I asked the question earlier, man, about the Big 16, the Big 8, whatever. What do you think the chances of 1,000 in the final?
I really think the 1,000 is gonna win it. It's either the only boost I feel like that'll live for me.
Y'all
like, the only boost I feel like is gonna live like that is like you know, Lord have mercy. That's who I think gonna win. I think Lord have mercy gonna win, but definitely a 1,000 in the final. You know what I mean? But I really think Lord have mercy gonna win. If it make it, you know, all the rounds, I think
he's going to.
Yeah.
I thought Long had Mercer hurt.
I don't know. I'm just saying, if he made it, I don't know. But I can count on the 1,000 out there.
Yeah, they did. They cracked the casing or something. Good. They cracked the casing.
Somebody got an echo.
Yeah, only actually do maybe an hour show tonight as well. I'll see if I don't have to send it down early around 8 o'clock time to extend it. But I just want to put that out there. Let me see. We got another call here too. 2357. And your line is open. 2357. Your line is open.
My boy, he had one, but it wasn't a purple.
What are you all thinking about the Grudge Turbo coming out, man? Will they be a contender for going in the Grudge Racing, or you think they're going to get Grudge Racing? Or are you going to waste some money and time?
They're going to get a
raise
in that Big 8,
right?
Ain't nobody
going to
grudge
in
like that,
right? I think if I had a bike, I think I would have to try a Grudge Turbo bike. That's just speaking for me. I it would just give me a chance just to beat one in the ground, and I would have to try.
Yeah, but what happened
with that?
What happened in that turbo
disconnect? He's just gonna have to beat me, man. I'm gonna have to go down and try.
Go down and swing.
That's the same way with those benches, man. I'm 75-80 pound riders on them, man, and I'm a little bit almost close to 200. I'd have to try them, man. Yeah, I ain't going to back down from them. See, I don't know why them guys won't really come running the full open classes, man, that they have. That'll be a perfect class for them. Yep. But I don't know. I hear and read a lot of people are building turbo Grudge bikes, so maybe we'll get enough of them and they can run each other.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I don't know. When I seen that turbo in the Big 8 up there in Union, the bike, like I said, during the daytime, that bike looked good. But the later and later it got, the more and more crazy shit that bike started doing.
Well, for one thing, probably it got cooler and then it was making more horsepower, and so it's...
That's a refill.
Yeah.
So you gotta have somebody mess with that turbo who knows exactly what they're doing. They can't go in that tank. They can do this. The tank. They can do that. They gotta be on point.
True. Yeah, you got that prime example. My buddy was over here this weekend, man, up in at the event. He got a turbo booster. This is a big time bike. And they put a tune with my tune in it, man. He ran through that, and, you know, it's flat state time. So, I mean, by me calling the time or whatever, it's not going to really hurt anything. But he went through that, man, it'll 6-8 something. And so, and that was on low boost. So, I'm sure they turned the boost on up. It was running a pretty good number. So, but my other buddy has one. It's running off methanol, which I think all of them running off methanol. Well, some running gas and some running off methanol, but the ones with the methanol can take that heat and stuff. But it's just the opposite. I think with them running in the heat versus running in cool weather, because of the tuning, like they were telling me, anything under 55 degrees, you know, they don't even chance it because of the tuning that they would have to do. But, man, during 80 or 90 degree weather, too, that thing would fly. It looks like I had Comrade on here.
Yeah, your line is open, Comrade. Comrade, the line open, dude.
This ain't no parlay, this is custom cut.
Oh, well, what's up, man?
Oh, okay, okay. Well, let me call Chris, the host of the show. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, now, ain't no disrespect whatsoever, but it seemed like to me, now this a question to you. It seemed like to me, whenever somebody come on here and ask for me, you quick to call somebody else, but you won't tell them to hold on, let me see if I can get custom cuts on the line. I mean, if somebody asks me, Chris, all you gotta do is just call me.
The reason I don't have to call you is because everybody is on this line. Every single party, a person is on this phone. So if you mention anybody's name, I guarantee you got a phone call within 30 seconds of your name being mentioned. And that's how we got you on here now.
No. I've been on here listening. I just blocked my number, you know, if I want to listen tonight. But since Jack asked for me, that's the only reason why I pressed 1.
But I'm sure you would have got a call, too, within 20, 30 seconds of somebody mentioning your name on here. But while we got you on here, Jack, is he still on?
Look, Jack.
Wow, I can't believe this, man. I pressed 1 for nothing. Next time, I'm going to save my index finger for something else. Man, gonna ask me to hang up.
Hey, Jared Jones.
His voice duty. That don't sound like little Jack. What up, Chris?
I don't know, buddy. Tell me you got a head up face. Tell me how to use the shit.
Well, bro, I've been waiting. I've been waiting for him to say it. Now, since everybody taking polls, I know who Marvin like, and I'm gonna get with Marvin for the 4 hours at 6 o'clock. But Antonio, you still on?
Yes, sir.
Hey, who you like, Metal Militia or Caesar? I mean, don't be afraid to say, you know.
I told you, man. Since I took the money, I ain't betting on neither. You know what I mean? Just straight up. But I don't know. Like, you got more seat time than Lil C, so it gonna be a street game. I know that.
Yeah, well, we're going to see. I mean, one thing about this race, I'm glad it's going on before the Big 16. Hello?
I hear you. I don't know what the hell that is.
Yo, Antonio, one thing I like about this race that is going to take place before all the big fish get out there. So, really, it'll be a lot of time for people to do their math on what's what between Metal Militia and Black Caesar. I think that's gonna be the show, because we getting out there before anybody hit the track.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, I really think so. I'm gonna tell y'all, Reynolds got a return roll and it's right there beside the burnout box. I'm gonna park Caesar there after I beat his head in. I'll park Caesar there all night, and I ain't running nobody unless they approach me from that point on. And I'm going to celebrate. While the Big 16 going on, I'm going to be celebrating all night right there. And Marvin and Antonio know what I'm talking about. Know the return run adjacent to the racetrack.
Yeah.
And I'm going to park it right there in front of everybody, because you're going to have the bike clubs out there. There's going to be a lot of people at this race that normally don't be at drag races. Man, I'm going to show out.
A new pair of socks and all.
Hey, oh, man, I got the dog on knee-high stockings, orange stockings. Watch what I tell you. I got something for y'all. I got the knee-high orange stockings. I guarantee you when I pull them all the way up, they're going to come up to my thigh. I guarantee you.
I don't want to see that.
Man, hey, look, when I celebrate, you're going to have to see it. When I celebrate, y'all going to have to see it. Y'all going to have to see it. And if you don't watch out, I'm going to throw glitter up in there.
Don't do it.
Hey, man, you know, no. Hey, man.
Look,
hey, man, I don't care what. I don't care what the jokers say about me, man. It's a celebration party. Anything.
Hey, man. See, you're going to glitter in there.
Hey.
Get some graffiti.
Antonio, you've been knowing me for a long time, man. You know I'm crazy, man, when it comes to a win. I'm crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know how to box a flip, but I may just try one.
Don't do it.
Well, watch what I tell you, man. See, that's why Lil C trying to prove himself, and Brian got tackle balls working on his motorcycle. See, this ain't no HTP uniform they bringing. So I feel like I got a chance with them boys.
Who working on their bike?
Tackle
boss.
Tackle boss. In the last race he ran in, well, let me see, with a booster, I beat his head in. So I turned him into a mechanic, well, a so-called mechanic.
Yeah.
So I think you know, us getting this race out all early, it's going to separate the men from the boys. Cause he ain't going to get in the Big 8 after I get finished with him. Because he ain't going to want me to beat him. He ain't going to want me to beat him, so he's going to try to blow it up.
Yeah. I tell you this, Marvin.
And I'm willing to put a little dinner on this, a red lobster dinner. I guarantee you, I go 1 mile an hour from 200 miles an hour on him during the grudge race. And that's a $50 gift to tell you the red lobster. I guarantee you I go 199. The only reason why I won't go 200 is because I plan to do that on Jack.
Wait a minute, hold on. You ain't gonna talk about my little buddy like that, man.
Man, let me tell you something, man. The only one that deserves to go 200 miles an hour is Jack. I went 200 on him in Orlando, and I'm gonna do it again. Everybody else get 199 or less.
What have you been asking on your 200, Jerry Jones?
Hold on, Chris. Go ahead.
Yo, what's up, Jack?
Well, you know we were going back and forth about this whole street chat deal and all that, right?
Right.
Well, me and Chris decided to put a slick on it. We're going to run you head to fuck up. What you want to lock in? I'm fully dressed, my same bike. I'm putting a slick on it. We're going to run you head up.
With your motorcycle?
With my bike. Not nobody else. Mustard.
Okay, here's what we'll do.
What can we lock in tonight?
Here's what we'll do, Jack. What we'll do is when we get to the track, because we're going to test Friday night, what we're going to do when we get to the track, me and you will lock that race in before I even run Metal Militia. We'll lock that race in. All you got to do is come to my tent, and we'll lock that race in. Because I plan on doing at least two races. No, I ain't gonna do all that, you know.
Chris,
y'all know me. All you got to do is just walk up to me, bro. We're going to make a shakedown, and then we can lock the race in. That's it. I ain't planning to come up there and just give away no money to nobody. I already got
man,
this
we
money.
Want your ass, man. Lock in, man. We raising you with a little
joint. Hold on. I told you what the business is going to be. Either you ride with that or we ain't going to ride. That's it. And Chris already said we can do that.
Hey, listen, really. That's cool. Don't run him off.
Wait, hold on.
Let's agree.
Okay, cool. That's a bet. Antonio, Marvin, Chris, the host of the show, this the same talking they did, just like they did last time. So you ain't running me off, bro. Hold on. Let me tell you something. I'm the champ.
Let's agree, bro.
Okay, all right.
Damn, boy. I told you about that shit.
Wait, Over y'all camp, I'm the champ. Over y'all camp, I'm the champ.
I told you about that shit, Jed, though.
Okay. Well, Antonio, who you like between me and Jack then, since they won it? Let's get a poll on this. And Marvin, I'm coming to you then.
I'm not in it.
Oh,
I'm not in it.
Hey, oh, Marvin.
You already know.
I'm not in it.
You already know.
Wow, I can't believe this. You mean you got three people on this show that's on here every week?
I was ready to get you. So when y'all like it, me and you can get a little side bet, okay?
Hey, that's cool,
or
Marvin.
Or me and your brother, or me and your brother, or whoever.
Okay, that's cool. Okay.
Because like I said, either I'm gonna come there broke, so I'm probably gonna need a little gas money going back. Somebody help me out.
Okay.
But if you beat me, you know me. I just like you shook my hand the last time when Eddie came, beat you up.
Yeah.
I'm gonna shake your hand.
Yeah. You're right. And you done shook a lot of people's hands when you betted with Jack too. Now remember that. Let's not forget that.
I won a lot of people's hands when I betted with Jack.
Oh, wait, hold on. I seen you shaking more hands than you blinked your eyes.
I didn't bet already, man.
Hey, Jay, you can shake your hands. You ain't doing that.
Yes, I did. Have a good run. I ran that booth. And we bring that ZA14 for a straight-out bracket race. I dial in my time. You dial in your time.
Who got a speaker phone?
Yeah, I'm still here. We ain't looking for no goddamn back. You bring that goddamn speech down.
Jack, you need to turn your speaker phone off.
Go ahead, Chris. What about that damn street time, man? With my bike, what you gonna do about that?
Yeah, you bring your bike, right?
Yeah.
We'll see, Chris, how we do it, man. When I get there, man, we'll see, man.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah. Jared Jones backpedaling, you know how we do. No, we don't do shit. We on your ass, man. We want you to walk in, nigga.
Somebody got an echo, Jack. Hold on,
let's
get it. Hold on, Jack. You sound like the Chinese. Get the echo out.
Craig, you can't locate the echo.
It's probably Marvin because he's taking me right now saying, I'm a bet with you, Custom Cut, not with Jack.
Yo, man, leave it alone, man.
Hey, I found the echo. It's Marvin.
Man, somebody took the echo off.
Okay, Marvin, I got that. Okay, yeah. Yeah, we can do that. Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to come to your trailer. And you know we gonna talk like grown men.
No doubt, Marvin. That's gonna be the first stop when we get there.
Jared, me, you, Chris, and Lil Jack gonna come to your trailer.
Gonna come to who trailer? Yeah. My trailer.
Yeah,
that's what you said, man.
Yeah, we gonna come to your trailer.
Yo, our race gonna go down before you and I'm gonna.
Say what, Jack?
I said, you said our race don't go down before you ain't met a militia, right?
No. My race is locked in first with them boys. My race went down. My race. Wait, hold on. I said before the big eight. I said after me and met a militia at 6 o'clock. Me and you can do ours before the big eight. Would you give me?
Y'all gonna have to do it in between the rounds of the big eight. Cause the big eight start an hour after the grand medal
split. I don't need but 15 minutes to cool down. My race with Metal Militia ain't at 6 o'clock. Give me the 6:30. We can do our race.
Yeah,
I don't need but 15 minutes. I got building blocks over here. We ain't got stop blocks over here.
Hey, that sounds good.
That sounds real good, boy.
You know, that man, my mechanic guarantees 15 minutes. I can cool down and ready to run.
So, what's up?
So, I mean, hey, ain't too many people running billet blocks out here. We run billet blocks over here.
I heard that on the billet block.
Yeah. Most of y'all got billet stator covers and cut covers. We got billet blocks.
Somebody got an echo in there, man.
Yeah. Now let's do a poll. On how many people running billet blocks. Raise your hand.
I'm paying for the cool down.
Do your math on that, homeboy. I guarantee I can walk around midnight. And I can count how many billet blocks there. And I guarantee you, it's going to be no more than five.
And somebody, if you're on Bluetooth or whatever, they want to ask you to convert to your phone or whatever.
Shit, I'm on my Bluetooth. I know the hell.
Man, it's got to be one of those truck drivers, because they go and pilot trucks down by them cheap ones, and I know it's got an echo.
That's a speakerphone, man. These
Bluetooth
don't echo like that. We got noise cancellation.
It don't do that echoing. Yeah, I know you got
to
have one. That loud behind
the
truck you got.
See, it stopped. That truck down.
Man, I swear, in between my barbershop and that dog on red, like, you shift like six gears. I lie to you not. And I don't like talking about trucks. Antonio, man, I ain't know what was going on, man. It sounded like a tornado coming up through there.
That was getting out of them
poles
out my way.
Man, I don't know. But look, Jack, we can do that, man. Y'all just come over to my trailer and look.
Hey, don't bring it. We ain't got to talk no more. I'm on your ass, boy.
Wait, hold on.
Hey, I got that little Jack, man. We ain't
got to
talk no more. I'm on your ass.
Yeah, y'all, you know what? One thing I like about this whole conversation, Jack got a good support team, but where y'all at when he get his head beat in? Where y'all at when he's leaking? Where y'all at when he's bleeding? Huh? I got the band-aid for you, brother.
I ain't bleeding yet, man.
Man, you crazy. Man, that man bleeded all the way from Orlando back to Tallahassee.
Jared Joe, hold on. Let's keep it real. We know that Squeaky, come on, man. He was on Squeaky Bike.
Squeaky.
Hold on, Jared.
Wow,
whenever he ran his own bike, we 100% behind him. Squeaky ain't never had no fast bike.
Wait, hold on. I didn't hear you preaching that before the race. I didn't hear you voicing that before the race. Antonio, you know I'm telling the truth.
I wasn't down there. I got a text that said, stop talking about trucks.
You know what, man? Forget y'all. That's all that. You know what? Forget y'all. That happened to me. I'm just explaining what happened to me. I'm not a truck driver, so it don't matter to me. But I can tell you this right here, that y'all sat there and hyped this man up when he was saying he was bringing Becky bike. Now y'all saying that's cool. Man, don't down that man motorcycle because he got beat, man. That motorcycle
no,
fast.
No. Like I said, I'm a man of my word. I said, and I said again, that they in Valdosta, the way that bike ran in Valdosta was different from the way that bike ran in Orlando. I said a million times that was not the same bike.
You wasn't in Orlando. No, sir.
Okay. Right.
Okay, now I'm going to tell you something, Marvin. Them guys were trying to stunt down there because they had the people down there. They were trying to stunt, man. They didn't take me serious down there. They came off the truck, they first shakedown pass, man, they were stunting. They were trying to bait me up. I came off the truck and I went my freaking number. Matter of fact, I like to blew my doggone motorcycle up on the other end. Luckily, I did. But I tuned.
Like 2-3 years.
No, Jack. I lied to you now, bro. I like the Blue Air Joker up, man, coming off the truck because it was too lean because that air, that elevation was low down there in Florida. So I came back. I took a lot out of my motorcycle. If y'all look at that video, the flame went out. The flame went out because I put timing back in where I took more timing out of that motorcycle. That's why the flame went out. What y'all understand, man, I was battling against the elements. I came out. We only had 2 hours of sleep. We only
well,
had
Jerry,
2 hours of
sleep.
The deal. That's,
Jerry,
that's the
I don't
thing,
care
man.
About that. I'm talking
you
better
care about
you
that.
Racing my bike where I put my money into, bro.
Okay.
I ain't right. talking about nobody else's shit. I'm talking about
okay.
mine. I'm going to fuck you
okay.
up with mine.
Okay. Now, I'm going to tell you. Now,
I'm
going to
put a slick on
yeah.
and run you head up.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you this, Jack. Without,
down, boy. I'm going to run
yeah,
your ass
right.
head the fuck
okay.
up.
Okay, this what I'm gonna say to you because I know what I'm gonna do. I'm back home.
Okay.
I'm back in Georgia. I can get the best of the best out of this motorcycle. And you're gonna see. You're gonna see firsthand what this bike really can do. I'm not even gonna slow it down on the other end. And what you said to me at the finish line in Florida, why don't you get on here and tell these boys what you said to me and be real. And be real about it. Why don't you tell them you are
not gonna put a speakerphone back there.
Hold on, somebody got that speakerphone again.
Who put the speakerphone on,
what
man? Who's trying to
that,
listen?
Man?
It's not me. I'm walking around in my yard right now.
No,
yeah.
Go ahead, Jerry.
So,
go ahead, Finley.
So this the thing. I want you to tell everybody, be real, Jack. Tell everybody what you told me at the finish line about my motorcycle. You sitting here calling it a turd, but that ain't what you were telling me at the finish line. You was like, man, I'm going to tell this man not to run you no more. Because this motorcycle cannot run. You got a fast motorcycle. So don't sit here and try to
you
front.
You're lying.
Okay,
the only
I'm
thing
lying.
I told
okay.
you, the only thing I told you, I said, Jerry, I said your bike run good. I said your bike running good.
No, dog, that ain't what you said. You said,
I'm
going to tell this man he cannot outrun your motorcycle. You got a fast motorcycle. And I said, Jack, I told you to buy it. I told you to buy it and make some money with it, and you started laughing. Really, you wanted to cry. Really, you wanted to cry, but I'm going to put it on you. I'm going to put it on you. See, you're back on this line. You're back on this grudge line. You're back on this grudge line trying to prove yourself. But you got one more week, my brother. You got one more week, my brother, and I'm going to shave your head bald around the side, and I'm going to tilt fade the back of your neck.
Hey, Jerry, if the race don't go down, dog, I promise you it's because of you. Because I'm putting
hey,
a stick on my bike just to come right
hey,
here.
Hey, really?
Okay.
Hey, Jerry, bring your goddamn what? Barbecue. I'm going to cut my dreads off. You cut your motherfucking dreads off. Let's bet that
If what? Now, I bet that.
If I lose, I cut mine off. I let you sit right there and scout me. Goddamn it. Cool. You shit your ass in the goddamn barber chair. Ain't no motherfucking barber, man. But I goddamn sure know how to scalp your ass. You can bet that.
Wait, hold on. This is the thing right here.
Mommy, you gonna have a helicopter there?
Yes.
Okay.
y'all can say what you want to, man. Y'all can say what you want to, but I ain't new to this. I ain't doing no half, man. We're going to do dollars, man. No,
huh?
We ain't going to do no half. No, I got a big head, man. I got a doggone torpedo head, man. I ain't cutting my dreads off. Heck no.
Hey, Marvin.
Heck no, y'all can have it, man. I know how my head is shaped, man. Let me tell you something, man. I look like a, Heck no.
Come on,
Jerry.
Let's bet that.
No, because, you know what, this is the thing. That will go down in grudge history if I lose and have to shave my head. Heck no. That's what y'all want to see.
Boy, that would be priceless there, boy.
Hey,
What the hell you talking about, Chris?
And you know what? Marvin will probably hover that little airplane over my head while I'm getting a haircut. No.
No. Hey, Jerry, I'll let it sit there for 22 minutes.
No. It don't take that goddamn long. It ain't going to take that long, Marvin, for me to shut it, goddamn, man.
No.
It ain't going to take that long. It ain't gonna be but a few minutes.
That's all right.
Yeah,
sit there
get
watch.
Get some of those heavy-duty clippers.
Yeah, you know,
man,
you're okay. Go ahead. Chris, I hear you throwing that in there now. Yeah, you throw that in there now. Go ahead.
Man, I have to bring my cops over there for that.
See that?
Man.
See? Y'all go ahead. Y'all laugh, but see, this is the funny thing about it. That on Grudge Talk the week after the race, I will get muted because I'm going to be so turned up. I will get muted.
Last time, oh, you know, goddamn, hell, you didn't come on and on. That's the last thing I remember.
But the last time I won is when I beat y'all head in, and I had the whole show.
Yeah, but I came on, though, Jerry Jones. I ain't sitting back like you now. I come on, I sit to my ass with him. I can listen as you talk, Chris.
Yeah, but I can't see how y'all got this mystery motorcycle that nobody ain't saw before. And y'all
it's not a mystery motorcycle. That's the same black motorcycle he had, Jerry. The same black 1000.
Yeah. That one approved itself so bad, he was going to borrow a motorcycle as well. Okay, kid. Bring what you got. Bring what you got.
So you got to borrow your bike, man.
He been saying the whole time that he's going to run you with his bike, but then he's going to run you with a street car. Now he gonna put a flash nigga on there just to run you head up so he ain't gotta ask for nothing.
Okay, Antonio, this the thing. Hey, this the thing right here, fellas. Listen to me and listen to me good. I ain't in no B16. After I get finished with Metal Militia, it's whatever. I got 15 minutes to cool down, and that's a promise. All I need is 15 minutes and 15 to get around to the stage lane. 6:30.
What if you lose against Metal Militia?
Wait, hold on. Let me tell you something.
Wait, hold on.
Let me tell you something, brother. I don't. What you talking about, backpedal? You got your cousin on here speaking for you, trying to pump you up. I ain't got nobody on this line because I already know. What's happening? I tell you one thing. If I could talk to Bryant right now, and if I can put that lock in on you first, I'll go ahead and do you first, cause you just like a newborn baby,
say,
man. Look at your mouth. You still got kid in your mouth. You still got kid in your mouth.
Call Bryant. All you got to do is call him.
Call Bryant and tell him to do that. That's what you do. Tell him to do that.
Sorry, look,
I promise you're going to take your L first.
I tell you this right here. Your words don't put no Kool-Aid in my blood. Man, haven't you learned that?
Get Brian on the phone, please.
Why don't you call him? Because your name don't hold no weight. Brian won't even pick up the phone for you.
It ain't got to.
Brian won't pick up the phone for you.
We ain't got to hold no weight, goddamn. We just want to let us pass for every goddamn. That's all we want.
Look, let me tell you something.
Chris, you all going to scare him off, man. Y'all need to just go on and let him be, man.
Yeah,
you say what you have to say.
Hold on.
Chris, I can't let this chump get by, man.
No, y'all are talking like I'm from like $2 prostitute in Vegas. No, man, let me tell you something,
man.
Hold on. First of all,
you on the corner of that, and the pimp don't play your name. You just get out there.
First of all, ain't nobody gonna scare me off. Shoot.
Right.
I'm getting tired of y'all talking.
If we get Brian on this phone, I promise let's lock in tonight. If Brian say yeah, can we lock in tonight?
If Brian say yeah, man, I'll lock in tonight.
All right,
Brian want him first, though, man.
Chris.
Brian probably somewhere laying on the floor with a needle in his arm.
Brian,
you got
a number?
Yeah, I got it.
Brian is in a Gold's Gym with a needle in his buttocks.
We ain't worried about that part. As long as he's out of the phone, Jack, we ain't worried about that.
Chris, you can't get this man on the phone, please.
let me get Brian, man. Hold on, man.
Hold
on.
Hold on. He's in the car, bro. What else? That's what he said. What did he say, Cousin Cut? He
had gold gym with a needle in his buttocks.
That boy that'll shoot.
Hey, man.
Hey.
They need a crazy award of the year.
Yeah,
for real.
Hey, Brian, and I'm going to tell you a secret, Brian, if you're listening. Hey, it's water in the syringe, buddy. They didn't give you the real thing. Now, get him on the phone. Y'all ain't no hold no weight.
Listen, all thanks CC trying to do is get out of the race with Brian.
Wow.
If you wanted to race Lil Jack, you would just go and lock in with Lil Jack and then be through with it and do them both.
Hold on. Who am I talking with?
Don't push no water, nothing.
Who am I talking to? Since you bold enough to speak your mind, I'm going to speak my mind right now. I'm the only one with a locked-in race outside of the Big 8. I don't see no Louisiana guys. I don't see no North Carolina guys locked in. I'm locked in because I want to race. I ain't locked in because I want to show somebody how many rounds I can go. Huh?
What? Then all you got to do is lock in with Lil Jack.
I'm not going to be locking in all this money. I tell you what, man. You do just like I say, dude.
Why don't you run Brian first and then run them afterwards?
That's what I said in the beginning. I'm going to run
Brian.
If he lose,
he's not going to race us, man. And after
what
I shake down, he ain't going to run me anyway.
What you mean after you shake down, brother? What you mean? You shake down in Orlando and I got your head. What you talking about after you shake down? You ain't no beast. Like you some kind of lizard.
Hold on.
I'm going to be at the track Friday night.
If you come Friday,
and I feel like running y'all, I'll run you. But if not, I'll run you Saturday.
But no, we can't run
us.
Go ahead.
Who that is? Hey. Don't.
No, that was not the deal. The deal was when we get to the track Saturday, Cousin Cole was going to lock in. Not no shakedown.
That's right.
No shakedown. When we get to the track, we're going to come see you.
When y'all get to the track, time y'all roll in, we're probably going to be late. Y'all come see me. Now I'm not obligated. If Rasheem start running at 12 o'clock, I'm not obligated to wait on y'all. If I want to make the shakedown at 9 o'clock, time he says get right there and start running, that's on me. Now whenever y'all get to my trailer, we'll do that. But I'm not waiting on y'all.
Exactly. No. You just go ahead and do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
You just do what you gotta do.
Okay.
All right,
Brian, you're on the phone, man.
All right, so you said you looking for me.
Yeah, okay. And here's what I want to talk to you about there, Mr. Brian. What time are race supposed to go down, sir?
An hour before the Big 8.
Okay, that's cool. We're going to keep that just like it is. We already got everything straight with these other guys. I just wanted to make sure you weren't going to back out or anything like that. So we still on, right?
Why would I back out?
I didn't ask you that, son. Just answer the question.
Why are you that fucking stupid to think I'd back out of a race that I've already lost
again? Why are you so pumped up, man?
Hold on, Chris. This was the reason that Chris called you. Custom Cut backslash now. Custom Cut said, no, first of all, Jack said, hey, if Brian would let us race, use the same lock-in and run Custom Cut, he would. Custom Cut said, yes. If he said yes, we'll do that. So he said, call Brian.
So that's the reason they call you. I don't care what he does before I race. I race is locked in. He can run 14 times. I don't care.
Oh, see, well, that ain't what he just asked you, son. Listen to what he just said. Marvin,
no,
he
wants to stay locked
in. No, he wants to stay locked in.
They want to take your lock in. You run him later on that day. They want to run him before you.
No, I'm keeping the lock in with him. I get a chance to whoop his ass. I ain't going to give it up.
Okay. So it's like that. So you want a son, eh? You want to make buttercream out of me? Okay, all right.
You'll drag clean clothes for the week. You ain't gonna be able to go shopping, fool.
I'll bring you some
makeup and panties for after it.
Okay.
That's
Brian,
so he did not
give
us the opportunity to get
through our PCA. Okay, all right. Okay, so Lil Jack and Chris, now since Brian is not going to switch the lock-in, soon as we get there, we're going to lock in with Custom Cut sometime during the night.
That ain't going to happen.
He said he don't care what he do before. Can we do the race before 6 o'clock? We can do the race.
Come on. Marvin, Antonio, y'all already know how the weather's going to be up here. Man, it ain't going to be nobody hitting the track. It's going
to
be hot.
Listen, Custom Cut backpedaling every time we try to do something. Every time. Hey, Custom Cut, listen. I'm on your ass. I just want you to know that now.
Why? Did I do anything to you? Did I slap you in the face? I mean, is this something I did to you?
You beat our ass the last time, Jerry Jones. That's all I wanted to hear, Big Cuz. The last time we had to head home.
Okay, all right. That's the only reason why y'all at me. But you know what? Y'all gonna get the chance. But wait the turn. I got this muscle-bound maniac on my behind.
Well, you just heard me say.
Brian, you're stupid.
He is not. He refused to get us an opportunity.
I guarantee you, they're going to be a bald head, a dark skinned midget running around the track called Brian's going to try to choke him. Lil C, I guarantee you, he's going to want to kill Lil C. So I'm a trim. He ain't gonna fool around with you. If y'all see a midget, a bald head milk do it running around the track, it's Lil C.
That boy
does too. No. Hey, one thing about it, one thing y'all can't say about Custom Cut, I may not back up all my races, but I done backed up most of them.
You don't know Lil C.
Lil
C gonna try to cut your head off of that
state. Man, look, Antonio, all jokes aside, man, you know we laugh at Lil C in Georgia. You know this, don't you, Antonio? Come on now. You know we laugh at Lil C in Georgia.
I didn't know that.
Marvin, come on, back me up,
bro.
Oh my God. Marvin, Antonio, I talk to y'all at least like 3 times a week. We sit there laughing about Lil C.
I didn't know that about it.
Wow, this is crazy.
Chris, he's lying.
Antonio, I'm speaking the truth. We sit here and laugh about Lil C. He gets so respect. Oh my God. As far as rivals in Georgia, Lil C is not in the top two. Come on, man. Don't repeat yourself, Brian. I'm going to tell you, Lil C, when it comes to riders in Georgia, he better off riding a pit bull than ride a motorcycle.
So, CC, what that mean about you if he cut your head off?
If he cut my head off, then that little milk jug got my prop. But I guarantee you, if he do cut my head off, it won't be at the tree. It won't be at the tree.
What if that bike drive around you, Custom Cup? What if he do a drive around?
Do I look
you
like cocaine? Do I look like cocaine?
You're going to see Custom Cup running around the track then with the big camera? We're going to have to
do that. Wow.
Go ahead.
Hey, I'm telling you, if
Lil
C drive around,
see,
when he gets to the end of the track,
he's
going to switch that damn motorcycle, man.
He's going to turn around and wave it, little
Custom Cup. Hold on. First of all, y'all can't say I can't drive around nobody, because I drove around your little number one stunt on the line in Orlando.
Yeah, I drove around them.
I'll be damned. Chris, am I right?
You're right.
Custom Cut tuning. But this time, I'm going to have a whole gang there.
Get your motherfucking ass out my way.
I guarantee you, Lil C drive around me.
I'm just saying, if Lil C drive around you, that ain't got no do with Lil C. That's because Brian didn't put that thing in that bike. So you talk to Brian about that.
Hey, can you stick a needle through a block of a motor? That's the only way he's going to be able to put that thing in a bike. That's the only way he's going to be able to put that thing in a bike. He can't shoot it up, can he?
We might have it pumped full. You're going to find out.
Okay, well, you know what, Brian? You've been after me ever since North Carolina, ever since I took that money from you from North Carolina. You know what I'm talking about. But you got your chance.
What, $100 off of a side bet? Come on, man.
I mean, that's a lot of money, bro.
Man, that's a damn steak dinner. You talking about make or break?
I don't eat steak. Hold on, buddy. Now, I take offense to that. I don't eat red meat. I don't care what you do in your household. Don't ever say that to me, okay?
Not many girls eat red meat.
All right, now.
Hey, Bruce Jenner. What you gonna do when Lil C turn out way better?
Hey, I gotta laugh on that. That was a good one.
I'm about to choke.
Hey, Brian, that was a good one there. I gotta give you that one. That was a good one there. Hey, I should have thought of that.
Oh, man.
I'm slipping.
Yeah, you got down on that one. Man. Oh.
Lil C, one thing I can tell y'all about Lil C that I see that he's doing wrong. You don't never tiptoe at the starting line. Man, please lower that motorcycle down so he can put all twos on the ground. He's tiptoeing.
There, though, you always see one rider got to make a mistake. Do you ever see your motherfucking mistake, man?
Hey, man, your cousin made a mistake when he tried to race against me.
I just asked you if you ever see yours.
What y'all see?
You keep talking about cocaine. Do you want that race lined up, too? I don't know why you keep bringing that race up.
I can't race the world, baby. I can't race the world.
You got the baddest motorcycle. You should be able to.
You got a billet crank. You need
15 minutes. No, I don't. I have a welded up crank. I have a billet block.
I meant a block.
Okay. I got a welded up bigger crank now, fellas. So, I mean, I'm ready.
I'll bet you $100 on the side you don't make more than 3 passes.
Well, you know, I'm going to make 2 shakedowns and I'm going to run you, so you're going to be the loss before you even ran.
All right, we'll do that too.
He might shake down 4-5 goddamn times.
Hey, I'm going to tell you this right here, fellas.
60-foot shakedown.
If y'all think about pulling in tricks on me Friday night, I'm going to be out there Friday night too.
We might just drive on you Friday night.
Well, Jared Jones, we'll be there.
But this is the thing. I only race when it's daylight. I don't race at night like that. So
that's fine. That's fine. We'll be there in daytime.
Chris, why don't you? And look here. Do me a favor and hush, because you don't even ride a motorcycle. Do me a favor and hush right by now.
I sure don't.
I'm not tired of you. You need to come over here and talk to us.
Just look back, and you'll see my hand full. And smoke going in there. You won't see that air.
Why you playing? You know y'all already done called out Squeaky Numb on the internet, so y'all think y'all gonna have another fight on your hands.
Man,
so why y'all after me?
Man,
Okay. Well, y'all after me. Y'all gonna have somebody after
said,
you.
That's my squeaky, damn squeaky, man.
Get your ass out of my fucking way, you dumbass.
Antonio.
You always bringing up some motherfucking name. Won't you call Squeaky, goddamn it, and see if you can't get this motherfucking radio. Don't keep calling up Squeaky, goddamn name. Every goddamn
no, that's
time.
What that's
we
what y'all put on. That's
man.
What y'all. That's what Lil Jack put on the internet talking about. He ready to run Squeak. He gonna run Squeaky that day. That's all I'm going by what he said.
Yeah, he did. Hey, he
is Squeaky in the big eight for real?
Yeah, he said that. Hey, look here. What Black Red keep talking about?
Say what now?
What Black Red keep talking about?
Black Red, I don't.
Tony.
What you say, Chris?
That Black Red, that's what he keep calling y'all out. What he talking about?
Who that?
Black Red.
That Black Red sniper.
Oh, he's talking about he too under some pounds, man. He won't come.
I got a
question for the CCR camp. When are we gonna ever see the mystery ghost motorcycle from Antonio? I mean, I would like to see that booster one day. I want to see the booster.
Hey,
Antonio,
hey,
I want to see your booster.
I said you would if you get on that 14 on the night, goddamn, we can bet what you
want to
bet.
I bet you won't sit on it beside me. And I give you the back tie, brother. I give you a back tie.
Hey, I'm gonna get ready to pass through tips in a few goddamn minutes.
Look here, man. Okay, well, I mean, what you saying? You done stopped before? You stopped this time. I'm gonna load the front of the cab up. I let Robert ride that 14 against you head up with your motorcycle on May the 9th.
He won't do it.
Or I let my brother ride that 14 against you.
No, hell no. You get your ass on now and give me what you just said.
Give you the back tie?
Give me what you just said.
I said the back tie. You get the back tie on that 14 that we got. And I don't want no ifs, ands, or buts when that 14 come out the trailer. I don't know if ands or buts now.
Man, I ain't studying you on that 14.
Yeah, I know why, Carl. I want to see that mystery booster.
Hey,
it ain't no mystery.
Hey, on the Antonio, you trending right
Jerry.
Now. Everybody right now on the internet, you're trending.
Hey, Jerry, can I fight with that 14?
Man, look, that's a stock. Trust me, that's a stock motorcycle. We don't even have an ash.
That's what I got.
We don't,
I just got a little gas on the bitch.
No. Listen to me. We gonna be the only one out there foot shipping. We foot shipping this bike.
That sound like fun, bro.
I said it to back time.
No. With you riding it.
And if you foot shipping Jerry Jones, you get the lead.
And who gonna be riding that bike?
Lil Jack gonna ride the bitch.
No, I want you to ride
it. You're Antonio a while ago.
Yeah.
So goddamn,
yeah.
I don't ride no motherfucking bike.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try him.
No, I tell you what, let's bet that we won't see that mystery booster. Yeah.
I tell you what we'll do for you, Cousin Cut.
Yeah.
We'll take a stock wheel base 1000 and give you the back time, and we both foot shut.
You know what, Jack, we could do that, bro. We'll do that before our big race. We'll do that for a little something. We'll do that. I'll do that, man. We'll both ship.
That
bike's
going to be there for sure, man, because the way it don't look like it's going to make it.
Hey, man, the bike in my trailer right now, it'll be there. We'll do that.
Really, we'll do that.
Motor for motor,
we got to ask you to own a bit, but we're going to let the ass be in that thing.
No. We gonna just disconnect it right there.
But we gonna disconnect the whole line from the goddamn.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool.
And
then
we'll do that.
Yeah, we'll do that. Y'all give me the back tie and we'll do that.
All right, there you go.
OEM clutch, no clutch
additives
or nothing like that.
Man, we push it,
hey,
man.
Hey,
Dan
Jones. Matter of fact, it's the same boat we made you blow your bike up on the street with.
Remember that?
Okay, yeah, that's cool. That's cool. We can do that. We can do that. We can do that with the motor work. Yeah, the one with the motor work. Yeah.
Hey, man. Y'all be my guinea pig, huh? Now, since you
want to
bet, you said you
want to
bet that it won't be there. How much you
want to
bet it won't be there?
Antonio, who you just picked? Did you just pick Creative Customs?
No, if you must know, I was just
asking
my baby mama.
Why? Why? We're not betting on a baby. We're not betting on a baby. We're not betting on a baby. We bet on a motorcycle, bro.
I just asked you, what did you want to bet? That's all you asked.
No, I want to run the motorcycle. Whether you bring it or not,
well,
that's on you.
You're gonna run the motorcycle, but you just said let's bet that it won't be there too.
Look, Antonio, you probably do have a motorcycle.
I'm trying to get. I'm trying to get all your money. I'm trying to see my capital.
This is the thing. I've never seen your motorcycle, so you can show up with any motorcycle and say it's yours.
I'm going to send you a picture.
Okay, send me a picture. But I'm just saying, man, I want to see the mystery booster.
Hey,
Terrell.
I'm going to send you a picture.
Hey, Terrell.
That's what we bet.
I'm on it, okay.
Can we go to the street right now? Can we go to the street or
no? Oh, heck no.
No.
That's what
they
race at.
Yeah, in Garden Valley. They race in Garden Valley, but man, it's gonna be you don't want to go up there. Yeah, I know, but I know what Jack talking about. They race that in Garden Valley up there. I know what he's talking about, that road over there. Everybody know that's straight. That's straight during the day, but you don't wanna go out there during nighttime, man. You don't wanna go out there like that. Trust me, I know every little hole that around here. Yeah, because I own those streets. I don't turn those streets over to the new kids. I own those streets
in Georgia now.
Hey, man, what did I tell you? I turned them over a long time ago. You better ask your buddy Rick, man.
I don't have to ask Rick. I beat your ass twice in the street.
Man, that's in Thomasville. I'm talking about in Georgia.
Thomasville, Georgia. What you think? Thomasville, Florida?
Man, look, okay. Okay, hey Jack, you beat me. You beat me on the street. That's cool, bro.
No, I didn't beat you. I did you how you so called you did me. I gapped your ass.
Yeah, you did. You gapped me. You gapped me with a whole bunch of ghetto friends around.
I beat you for about 7-8 bites in the street.
Hey, you right, with a whole bunch of ghetto friends around, but I beat you in front of intelligent corporate world at the track, okay? I beat you in front of sponsors. I beat you in front of sponsors, in front of millions. You beat me in front of a bunch of ghetto nappy head children, okay? That's what you mean. All right? That was it. They'll say yay to an ice cream. They'll say yay to an ice cream. So, I mean, yeah, okay. Yeah. Now you see why I won't race you on Friday night at the track, because I get no appreciation out for racing in front of country drunks, okay? I want to wait till Saturday when them bike clubs going to be out there, when them ladies in them vests going to be out there cheering for me, okay? But when I pull down that return road, so I hope you got a good reason for interrupting my celebration speech. Go ahead.
Yeah, I ain't going to hear that.
But go ahead. Must you ask that question, go ahead. Go ahead.
It wasn't no question. I was just trying to get you to shut the hell up.
Wow. That's true hateration right there. True hateration. Wow, I can't believe it. Everybody out the old custom cut. Everybody out to me.
Hey, Antonio.
Oh,
what
boy.
Up, bro?
What, does Salt and Caesar ever get down again?
Who?
Would the Salt and Caesar ever get down again?
Antonio, you better tell him what I take.
That's
nope,
that
I take
so
the...
It, it,
No. I text, I already text Tootie today on Facebook about that. He said if his bike don't perform no better than what it did the past weekend, he ain't getting in the Big 16 or doing any grudging. And I can doggone screenshot it and show it to you.
Yeah, I ain't talking to him about the bike.
Yeah. He said if his bike don't do no better than what it did up there at Maryland, he ain't getting in nothing. He ain't getting in nothing.
I ain't even seen the video from Maryland. So
it looked like it's gonna be another beer drinking, barbecue cooking, LOD party swinging time at the track. No racing.
No, man, because I'm gonna get on your ass with that
folks. So we got the mystery
booster. That's what I'm gonna name it, mystery.
Yeah, okay. Everybody been waiting on that, man. We've been waiting on that like Santa Claus gonna turn black.
Hey, I don't know about you. My Santa Claus always been black.
Well, I mean, you know, whatever you say, man. Your mama,
your world. Your mama had a different color Santa Claus coming out. That was a milkman. You better go get your goddamn blood test.
Hey, man, look, just show it with the motorcycle, man. Bump all the doggone other talk, man. Sure, we want to see the mystery bike, and like I say, I put Robert on that 14, and you can get on yours, and y'all can run head up. And if y'all don't know, that's the same guy that beat Antonio on YouTube when it was the slowest grudge pass ever at 76 miles an hour. Antonio, let's tell it now. 76 whopping miles an hour. Antonio, Rogers. Yes.
Hold on.
Antonio, speak on it, bro. Come on. You have the floor.
I said it was 63.
Now, we never officially interviewed you about that race. How did you feel after you just ran those high numbers?
Essentially, this is the way I felt. You know, you felt after goddamn Eddie Kane ran you over, you were sitting over there with your feet crossed, looking down at the ground.
Why everybody go back to how Eddie Kane do it? I done lost before. Why not name some of the other races? Come on now.
What other races?
Cocaine beat me one time. I came back and raped him.
I didn't see that one there race.
Yeah, I know you didn't see that second one because it was a doggone murder.
But hell, that's one race.
Priceless did say he had you until he blowed up.
I ain't got nothing to do with that. That's between him and his mechanic. Hey, that's between him and his mechanic on Monday morning.
A win is a win, a loss is a loss.
You're talking about he had me. Hey, you know what? I had a cold until I took some medicine the other morning. Talking about he had me until he blew up. That's just like Jack saying he had me until he came up three times in Orlando. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Nobody told you no shit like that, man. We could say that, man. I done told you about quit playing up squeaking name in this shit, man. Goddamn. We talking to you.
Wow, man. Look at him, man.
Brian,
I'm going to give you some reason when I know this track.
Greg, get that out and whoop your ass.
Hey, Brian working out. Brian on his 100 set. 100 set of 200. Boy, I'm a race, y'all. I can't wait to two wins this one now. I'm going to see what y'all jokers going to say on the radio. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to beat your ass,
I probably ain't going to be let on the show because I'm going to have a whole band behind me playing.
You're going to be on TV.
Okay. Well, fellas, I'd love to sit here and keep chatting with y'all, man, but I got to go in here and tend to Caesar. We doing a little work to her, so y'all take care of you, hear?
All right, boy.
That's a hell of a fool, man.
That boy look crazy as hell, now.
He had to get a set growing up, bro.
Hey, boy, hey, I wouldn't doubt if he's getting that motherfucker right now.
But I'm going to turn y'all over too, man. I got a cop on a girl mama, man.
All right. Well, I'm getting ready to sit down.
I'll see y'all
the
weekend, man.
So I got to get back in this feeling. Actually, well, over 30 minutes, that's better than an hour. But so we do have some ladies locked in for this weekend.
Yeah, you got a
okay.
Locked in.
All right. Well, hopefully we can have something to talk about next Wednesday, and I want to share more in luck for this week as well. And next week we can have some more to call in to talk about this Big 16 race.
I don't believe they're calling in, Chris. Everybody's going to get quiet. So with the Big 16 trying to come down, the showdown go on, everybody's going to get stopped.
Yeah, you're right, man. It's, we may have to do a 30-minute section next weekend if they get that quiet. But all right, then, guys. Well, look, you all have a nice one. And like I said, we will catch with them next week and try to go on. All
right,
fellas. All right. You all have a nice
all right,
man.
All right.